Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks. My guest today on the pregame show is Brian McTaggart. He's a beat writer for the Astros, last 20 years, and with MLB.com in particular. Brian, a tough start for the Astros in this big four-game series against the Rangers. What are you seeing with this club, and why can't they get over the hump to beat this Rangers team?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's something mentally now has to be going on there, because I think the Rangers do have more talent, I think, but not enough to be just dominating them like they are. And I thought maybe they got over the hump yesterday when Altuve hit the three-run homer, and they struck back, because it seems like every time they play here, they get down and they don't come back at all. So I thought, boy, this could be it. And then Fires just goes and gives up the lead right back. And they didn't play well enough to win. And I think there's got to be some things in their head a little bit. You know, Ken Giles snapped a little bit yesterday. He just showed his frustration with some of the things he said. He thought they were better than the Rangers. Mike Fires said he doesn't think Rangers deserve much credit for that win, because the Astros just kind of gave it away. So I think it's really wearing on the guys. They know they can play better against these guys. They know they can beat them. They're just not doing it.
And perhaps a little bit telling by almost the comedy of errors in the first inning, that the guys are pressing a little bit just to try to get over that hump against this Rangers team. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, I think so. You know, two guys out of position on those ground balls, and that was costly. And then, you know, Carlos in the ninth inning having a little bit of trouble getting the ball out on what should have been a double play to end the inning, and they go to extra innings. So stuff like that has to get tightened up. The Rangers made some mistakes too, but the Astros just ended up making one more that ended up costing them the game.
Talking with Brian McTaggart of MLB.com. Brian, the game tonight could be big for a couple of reasons. Not only could the Astros beat this Rangers team for the first time this season, but they could also get it with a great performance by Dallas Keuchel, who's going to have to come up big, but team's just waiting on him. I mean, it seems like we've seen flashes from time to time, but they're still waiting for a complete performance.
Yeah, two pretty good starts under his belt in a row. And, I mean, this is a tough one, because Hamels is really tough against this team. You have Darvish tomorrow. You don't know what to expect. But if you don't get this one and now you're facing Darvish, I think it's really starting to mount. Like, boy, are we ever going to beat these guys? So Dallas is your Cy Young winner. He's your stopper. These are the games you need him to win. He's going to have to come out tonight and really put it to them.
The All-Star voting's going on, and they keep showing these updates. And Altuve's leading in the second base position. But a little misleading is what do you make of the fact that George Springer's not even in the top 20? Because he certainly deserves consideration, maybe even to start that game.
Yeah, I'm flabbergasted. I thought he wasn't in the top 15 to begin with, and I thought with this new round of voting and coming off a strong week, I was like, well, he's going to be up there now, and he's still not there. And he's obviously not going to get voted in the All-Star game. He couldn't make it as a reserve, but I mean, this is a guy that's going to get MVP votes, and he's one of the top four or five outfielders in the American League, I think, easily. So whether the voting process is broken, I don't know. You look at some of the players that are ahead of him, they have no business being ahead of him or even getting close to the All-Star voting. But it's nice to see Altuve's lengthening his lead, and barring a total upset, he's going to start again at second base, which is nice. Correa's fourth, and you know, he probably at this point doesn't deserve to start, which is fine, but Springer's got to be up there. And you know, I want to go in the clubhouse and talk to some of the players and see what they think about it, see if they can do any campaigning for him.
Well, when you talk about campaigning, this is the last thing with Brian McTaggart. How do people get out there and vote? I think some people just don't realize how they do it anymore.
Yeah, they don't have the ballots anymore. They go and hand it. You got to go online, MLB.com. You can vote. You can vote as many times. I think you can vote, 25 times? And so the Royals have gotten really good at it, because there's a lot of Royals up there again. Omar Infante, second behind Altuve, which is kind of crazy. He's ahead of Kinsler even. So the Royals know how to do it. I think it's not that hard. I think the fans just need to become emboldened and go out there and start voting for Altuve and Springer. Both are very deserving.
That's Brian McTaggart, MLB.com. You do a great job. Thanks for catching up.
All right, Steve. Thanks.
Back with more Astro Launch right after this.
Pitch your questions to the booth. Email your questions to radio@astros.com. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks fielding your baseball questions. Radio@astros.com.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch, and Astros dropping the first game of this series to the Texas Rangers last night. And with the way things started out, it looked like it was going to be like a lot of the other games you've played here, where you get down early and then it's tough to come back. But your team was able to rally to tie it. Altuve, the big three-run home run, and had a lead late in that game.
Yeah, you know, we were a little bit sloppy early, and they got the lead. And then we crawled back somewhat by their mistakes, but also some big hits. Like you said, the Altuve homer. And then a little bit of a back-and-forth game until they just did enough at the end to – to pull out the walk-off win, which in this ballpark, we played so many close games that haven't gone in our favor. It's certainly getting frustrating, and felt like we had that game in our grasp, only to walk up that ramp into this clubhouse with another loss here in Texas.
How hard is it to try and fight that you know, here we go again mentality? Because like you said, a lot of close games here, and they just a lot of times don't seem to go your way.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in not carrying that stuff into the next game. I mean, obviously we have to talk about it every day. We're getting asked about it every day. It seems to be the topic of conversation when us and the Rangers get together. So it's a fact of life. If we don't like it, we have to play better and find a way to squeak out some of these wins. We have a good team. We have a team that can beat the other side. We've got to play a complete brand of baseball. We haven't really put it together against this team for some reason, but it's not going to get any better until we take ownership of it.
Mentioned Altuve had the 3-run home run, had a fantastic game offensively, also made some really good plays on defense. It's just amazing the way he's able to show up game after game after game.
Yeah, it's fun to watch him every day, and our fans know about him. The national recognition is starting to be there. You know, I hope he's the starting second baseman for the All-Star team. It looks like he's ahead in the voting. So it's a treat every day to come to the ballpark. I know what to expect from Jose, not in just what he does, but how he goes about it. He's a true inspiration. He's the leader on our team as a style of play to the production, to the will to win.
You mentioned the All-Star game, and once you get to June, there's more talk about it and who might go. And Ned Yost is going to be the manager again this year, and you were on this coaching staff last year for the All-Star game. How much, if at all, do you talk to Ned Yost and maybe try and lobby for certain guys, like a guy like Will Harris, who's been in middle relief much of the year, a setup man, and maybe won't get as much attention?
Yeah, I'll talk to Ned at some point this month. You know, there's so many managers that are calling him, you know, voicing their opinions on their players. And then when it gets close, they'll call and Ned will call. Major League Baseball will reach out and get some recommendations. I think George Springer is making a nice case for himself. Will Harris is making a nice case for himself. It would be a tragedy if Jose Altuve wasn't the leading second baseman or starting second baseman. So hopefully Ned and I will get together. We play those guys here in the coming month as well, so I'll get a chance to see them and state our case.
You have Dallas Keuchel on the mound against Cole Hamels. And once again, Keuchel getting matched up against the other team's best. Pitched a good game against Greinke, although Greinke was a little better. But two really good starts in a row for Keuchel.
Yeah, and I mean, the start that he faced Hamels at our place was a good start until the middle innings. And he knows he's going to have to be good to put us in a position to win. We've faced Hamels a number of times. He's bended but not broken, and we've got to find a way to scratch some runs across, especially early. If we can get to him early, Keuchel settles in, we can have a productive night.
AJ Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
The Astros played long ball with the Devil Rays on this day in 2003. At the time, they were 35-27 and in first place. Lance Berkman started the proceedings in the first at Minute Maid with a 3-run homer. The Rays tied it with a 3-run rally in the fourth. Toby Hall hit a solo homer in the sixth. The Astros were still down 4-3 with one out of the ninth when Jeff Kent hit a homer to tie it. With two outs, Richard Hidalgo blasted what turned out to be the game winner. Kirk Sarlos came on to pitch in the eighth and got the win as Billy Wagner picked up his 18th save. The Astros won 87 games and finished second in 2003, but the Marlins, who finished second to the Braves with 91 wins, won the wild card and went on to beat the Yankees in the World Series.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
We're now joined with Hook's starting pitcher, Kent Emanuel. And Kent, congrats on the big victory on Thursday night. 12 up and 12 down for you. I guess, what was your evaluation of the outing?
Obviously good. It's nice when you can get some quick innings in like that. You know, I was telling some of the guys today, I felt like stuff-wise, it wasn't as good as I had hoped, but in terms of command, it was definitely there. I feel like I only missed maybe four spots the whole outing, which obviously when you can put the ball where you want to, you're probably going to be successful.
Well, and you're dealing with a wet track and a steady rain falling. What kind of a challenge is that?
Yeah, is the biggest challenge for me actually was before I even got in. You know, in the fifth inning, I saw the grounds crew lined up behind the tarp as if they were going to roll it out. And, you know, I called down in the dugout like three times because I didn't want to warm up and not go in the game because, you know, coming off this injury, if I throw a bullpen, I'm not going to be able to pitch next day. And, I didn't want to get pushed back extra days. So I was a little nervous that I wasn't going to get in. Happy I did.
Chatting with Hook starting pitcher Ken Emanuel, David Paulino shoved as well on Thursday. What did you see from the bullpen in terms of what David was throwing?
I mean, from what I can gather so far, and judging by his outings early in the year before I got here, the dude, he's just doing it. That's the best way to describe it. You know, I told him when I found out we were tandem partners, I was like, hey, might as well just see if we can just throw shutouts every time. So I'm happy we actually got one, which is nice. Hopefully we can do another one sometime later this year.
A league-leading seventh shutout. Now, that was your second appearance back from recovering from Tommy John surgery. 9 innings under your belt, only 1 run allowed. How are you feeling health-wise right now?
I feel good when I'm in the games. It's the day after and the days, you know, the days following that are giving me more trouble than actual game day. So I'm just trying to stay on top of everything, you know, in terms of arm exercises, treatment, and whatnot. You know, this is something I've never had to deal with. So it's a little different. Every day's a little different than the one before, it seems. I'm just trying to take it one day at a time.
Now, your in-between preparation in terms of in-between starts, is it 180 degrees different from what you were doing in 2014?
Yeah, I've always been the type growing up that I didn't, you know, I spent probably the least amount of time in the training room. And, you know, coming in this year, I said, Grant, you're going to see a whole new Ken. I'm going to be the one in here the most. So, yeah, I wouldn't say complete 180, but it's pretty close. I spent a lot of time in there and a lot of time doing different arm care things, yeah.
Chatting with Hook starting pitcher Ken Emanuel, coming back from the surgery, is it more of getting the velocity back or a feel for your repertoire? Because you throw a ton of pitches in terms of fastball, four-seamer, two-seamer, slider, curve, the whole nine yards.
Right, yeah. It seems like everyone's different. In my case, I feel like the stuff-wise has been the last piece of the puzzle. I feel like I'm able to get the right shape on the different pitches. I'm able to throw them for strikes, throw them where I want to. I think the last step for me will be, you know, velocity and the sharpness of my breaking stuff and stuff like that.
When you found out that you were injured last year and it would require surgery, what were you feeling like? I mean, was it anger, was it frustration, or was it just determination?
When I actually found out I was getting surgery, to be honest with you, it was a sense of relief because I hit the DL about a month before I actually got surgery. We tried to take a couple weeks off and then see how it felt. When I came back, it didn't seem to get any better. So that month before surgery, that was very frustrating because I wasn't really knowing what I was dealing with. Once I figured out that I was getting surgery, it was kind of relief because it's like, okay, I know what was wrong. I know what's ahead of me. Then, you know, it's easier to go to work when you know what you're doing.
Can you give us a little taste of what it was like in terms of rehabbing from this injury and the surgery? That has to be a massive undertaking.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty easy down there in Florida with all the staff. It's, you know, they set out little cards for you by week, so you know what your plan is for the week in terms of, you know, treatments, exercises. I mean, it's very scripted. So the beginning parts of rehab, you basically just show up and do what you're told, and that's pretty much what I did. I didn't try to, you know, skip anything like that. Once you get into throwing in games again, stuff like that, it becomes a little more, you know, feel how you feel. It's more on you. But that beginning part, it's very scripted.
Hook starting pitcher Ken Emanuel. Ken, thank you very much for the time. It's great seeing you back, and good luck down the road.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.